South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was flanked by national anti-abortion leaders as he introduced a bill that would bar the procedure nationwide after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
I think we should have a law at the federal level that would say after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of the mother. And that should be where America's at.
The stance marks a reversal for Graham, who had said in June that he supported leaving the issue up to the states to decide. Graham claimed fetuses can feel pain at 15 weeks of gestation. That is not an accepted medical view. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell ducked the question of whether he would support a move to bring Graham's bill up for a vote, something Democratic Senate leaders are unlikely to do in any case.
Well, with regard to his bill, you'll have to ask him about it. In terms of scheduling, I think most of the members of my conference prefer that this be dealt with at the state level.
Earlier this summer, McConnell already had warned Republicans have a problem with the quality of some of their Senate candidates, diminishing their chances of retaking the Senate in the fall. Meantime, some Republican congressional candidates have scrubbed mention of abortion from their campaign websites, fearing that anger over the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade will help their Democratic opponents. Senator Graham's bill would set 15 weeks as the uppermost limit at which abortions could take place, with exceptions for rape, incest, and the physical health of the pregnant patient. It would leave in place more extreme limits on abortion that some states have enacted. Although many in the anti-abortion movement seek a complete ban on the procedure from the moment of conception, its leaders lined up with Graham to back his bill as a stepping stone. Catherine Glenn Foster is the president and CEO of Americans United for Life.
The Supreme Court has finally reversed Roe v. Wade, and we celebrate that important step. But it is only a step. We are at an inflection point in American history. We're at this turning point in the cause for the human right to life. So Roe is gone, but its consequences live on. We must enshrine authentic and life-giving law and policy that moves us closer to liberty and justice for all. We're here today to advance a law that will protect the lives of millions of Americans yet unborn.
Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to denounce Graham's legislation and to remind voters about what's at stake at the polls this November.
Proposals like the one today send a clear message from MAGA Republicans to women across the country. Your body, our choice. Rather than expanding women's rights, MAGA Republicans would curtail them. Rather than give individuals the freedom to make their own health care choices, they'd hand that power over to radical politicians.
Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray, who is in her own fight for re-election, said Republicans want to force women to stay pregnant and deliver babies. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Graham's bill the clearest signal of extreme MAGA Republicans' intent to criminalize women's health freedom in all 50 states and arrest doctors for providing basic care. Pelosi added, quote, "Make no mistake, if Republicans get the chance, they will work to pass laws even more draconian than this bill." I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.